Yes, we need to get our finances under control and learn how to properly handle money. Yes, we want to get our finances under control and be good examples for our children to teach them how to handle money. Yes, we want to do those things. But most importantly, the reason why I wanted to do the series was so that we can have the ability to serve God with our whole being. John Wesley said it like this: make all you can and save all you can so that you can give all you can. About 1780 something. Well, you know, in the 21st century, Dave Ramsey came along and he said something that's very similar. Live like no one else, so later you can live like no one else. That sure sounds awful similar to John Wesley, doesn't it? What does he mean? He says we need to live like no one else so that later we can live like no one else and give generously and with a joyful heart. You see, when we're not in debt up to our eyeballs, we can give joyfully. Amen? And that is what Dave Ramsey is all about in a nutshell. His ultimate purpose is not to get debt free. His purpose in his ministry of his business is so that you'll get debt free so that you can give generously and with a joyful heart. That's what he's all about. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God, let's say it together, loves a cheerful giver. You see, when we give begrudgingly or resentfully, it stains the gift. You hear what I'm saying? When we give begrudgingly or resentfully, it stains the gift. Wesley and Ramsey want you to get out of debt so that you can serve God cheerfully. Remember, giving is a matter of the heart. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10 puts it like this: honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. All of your produce, your vats will be bursting. Can you imagine that? We don't use that word anymore, do we? Vat. What's a vat? Huh? Yeah. You can imagine something that holds wine in large amounts, right? That's a vat. Well, so if we choose to, why do we give to God through First Church? Why do we give to God through First Church? Well, I hope after last week and this week that you have several reasons and maybe even a growing passion to give to God through the ministries of this church. However, if we think about being a steward for a moment, in many of Jesus' parables, Jesus speaks of the servant being charged by the master to care for the master's property. You see, it's the master, not the steward, that owns the property. But the steward is responsible for it and is accountable to the master. So it is our time, our abilities, and our resources. So as God's stewards, we have three responsibilities: receiving with joy the many gifts God has given us, managing what God has given us, and out of our gratitude for God's blessings, giving back or sharing with others our time, our abilities, and our resources. I'm on a tether here. Thank you, Deanna.